Hey everybody, it's Scott. Welcome to the Weed Deliver Podcast. In this episode, we have Mike Esserkan and Sydney Esserkan, and we talk about food, which is exciting. Mike is my co-host during the Scott Ranger Podcast episodes, and also he's my manager at my Comedy City, the improv troupe I belong to. And I realized, listening to some of these old episodes, I never really explain within the episodes what I do, what these podcasts to do. So basically what we do is we order some food and we have a conversation while we wait for the food to get there. Once the food gets there, we end the podcast and that's it. So obviously if you listen to the previous two or three episodes, then you understand that. But if you're just joining us for the third episode, good job. You're in for a treat. And yeah, enjoy. Bye.
Gotta grab the coupon and then the money. All right.
That's a really small coupon.
It is. It is.
Peel thing. Peel and.
Right. Peel up.
All right. Well, we're gonna.
Peel.
All right. Here we go.
Like some all right. Bread.
Are we started?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Welcome to the Weed Deliver Podcast, the podcast that's 30 minutes or less, or it's free. Because they're always longer. And free always. Anyways, with me today, I have Mike Esserkan.
Hello.
And Sydney.
Hello.
Esserkan too. I suppose the last name would be important. Mike is, if you ever listen to the Scott Ranger podcasts, he's one of the two co-hosts, and then his daughter is here.
Hi.
This is the youngest podcast person I've been with.
This is.
She's almost 11.
Like and actually, well, the last one we just did was with Gabby, so it's close.
Gabby's 20.
What?
There's a vast difference in those two people.
All right, picking the topic today, Sydney, if you want to grab one of these cards.
Yeah, I'll grab this one.
All right. And today we're talking about food.
Oh, boy.
Awesome, because we just ordered pizza from Pizza Hut.
Are we just doing this one talk? Oh, I guess
We just have questions, and then if they go off on tangents, because you know us and tangents, we're best friends. So if we go off, and then this is if we
do
lose.
Do you know what a tangent is?
No.
It's like an orange, but
it's like a like a tangerine.
It's a small orange.
Tangerine. No. Those are yummy.
No.
Speaking of food, tangerines are yummy.
All right. The first question. I did such an awesome job at asking these questions because I just put like a few words.
Yeah.
So if I forget what the real one is, whatever.
Okay.
All right. The question. First one is, are you a vegetarian? Which obviously. We just ordered Meat Lovers pizzas.
We did, so we're not. Although I did do vegetarian for a while.
Really?
A year and a half ago? Yeah, you were around. A year and a half, 2 years ago now?
I don't remember exactly. What I did last week.
Oh, well, it was... it wasn't last year, it was the year before, during the summer, and around this time, too. I was vegetarian for like 5 months, maybe?
I do remember you being a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Because we would order stuff, and you're like, no, I don't want any meat.
I think I was pretty casual about it. I don't think I was demanding about it.
Yeah.
No, I don't want any meat.
Well, I think you were...
I might do that again, because I lost a fair amount of weight doing that.
Yeah. I just...
But as I understand it, that's what happens anytime you change your diet, is you lose weight.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. And it's
but no matter what, you change it, though. Like, if you decide, I'm just doing all meat diet, or I'm doing... All bacon diet.
I'm doing all ice cream diet.
Just an all ice cream diet.
Ooh, I would like that.
The fact that you're changing... If you literally did just ice cream and water, I bet you would. You'd still lose weight.
Yeah, but your cholesterol...
You would die. Yeah.
Your cholesterol would go through the roof, and you'd probably just be diabetic for, what, the last 10 minutes of your life.
So, but yeah, vegetarian wasn't bad. I actually wasn't... in an area that we live in, it's hard to... It's a little difficult to be vegetarian.
There's not a lot of... vegetarian, like just full blown vegetarian ideas and like places.
And I was never, I didn't even go full blown. I was vegetarian like 6 days a week, and then one day of the week I would allow myself to have fish, and I would have fish.
Okay,
and then that,
I remember that.
Now you remember that? Yeah. Okay, because that made it easier. and then it bumped up to like a couple days a week fish, and then after a while I was just like, whatever.
Then you just gave up.
Forget it.
Well, yeah, it became more hassle than it was worth, and
yeah, I think I remember. Didn't you, like, also just eat chicken for a little bit too, or is that?
Yeah, like... it was. I think that was on the way back from from going. Yeah, moved, instead of just jumping straight into the meat wagon, which is something else, right?
I think it's an ambulance.
Is it an ambulance or a hearse? One of the two.
I don't know. Watch Tommy Boy, you'll know from.
Little... Maybe it's an ambulance, like in wartime, though. Somehow it feels like a wartime reference.
What is it? I know they're like they're both called different things. Meat wagon. No, chuck wagon is where you get food.
Chuck wagon is food. Yep.
Chuck wagon is food. Ground chuck wagon. I don't know. Meat wagon. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
We'll look it up some
other
time.
No, I don't. I'd have to sign your Wi-Fi, and that's.
I can grab my computer.
That's too okay. Too late. Well.
Do you want to keep talking about vegetarianism?
I don't know. The second question I had was, could you ever? I'm assuming, could you ever be a vegetarian if you weren't one?
The question is just, could you ever?
Could you ever?
Could you ever?
Could you ever?
Could you?
Well, first question was also vegetarian?
What is that?
Vegetarian?
Well, I don't know. Vegetarian? Sydney, what do you think? Could you ever be a vegetarian?
I don't know. Sure.
Yeah, sure? I don't know. How much do you love meat?
I like meat a lot. I like steak.
Yeah, she does go crazy for steak.
That might be a problem.
Well, I was gonna say when I was young, my parents were Catholic, and I was confirmed Catholic, but I don't really practice the religion in general. But around Lent time, every Friday we couldn't eat meat, and that would just kill me. Like I couldn't handle it.
Yeah,
like you'd like eat meat Sunday through Thursday, then Friday it's like, all right, breakfast you get cereal. Then lunch is grilled cheese, and then like supper was like noodles.
I ate a lot of noodles and cheese, and like spaghetti because you could eat spaghetti and grilled cheese, and I ate a lot of cheese.
Spaghetti.
When I was being vegetarian, I think the worst part about any diet is the way it's framed. It's like this is what you can't have.
Yeah,
not I mean, vegetarian has the option of this is what you can have. You're having this.
Well, plus, I was at the mercy of my parents because I was middle school or high school. I couldn't just go out and say, "Well, I'm going to buy." You know, this tofu vegetarian. Like, I mean, I'm sure if I needed to, I could try doing it, but I wouldn't want to.
No.
I like chicken way too much.
No, chicken is good.
I like chicken.
Fish is a pretty good substitute, though. And that's pescatarian, I believe, is the term.
I'm not a very big fish person. I don't know.
Yeah, my friend Maddie. She doesn't like fish at all.
No?
Because we have fish sticks at Mama's all the time, and Maddie just doesn't. Eat there then.
You have a friend that doesn't like fish sticks? Who doesn't like fish sticks?
I don't like fish sticks.
What?
Okay, this is as far as I go with seafood. Not seafood, I shouldn't say seafood, because lobster and crab, it depends on how I feel. But I eat tuna. Like, I eat cans of tuna, like tuna sandwiches.
Yeah.
And then I'll have shrimp. And then and that's about it.
Sorry, a cat heard you say the word tuna.
I saw the ears. Perk up.
I mean, that's about it for seafood. Yeah. Although once in a while, if I do like get in the mood sometimes where I just want fish, if it's there and I'll eat it. But other than that, nothing really.
I like shrimp. Shrimp is good.
Shrimp is good, yeah.
Seafood.
Yeah.
Shrimp is okay.
Shrimp's okay.
I'm not a big shrimp fan.
I used to have a really good recipe for
jambalaya.
No, it's a clam. Linguine.
Jambalaya?
Jambalaya is a.
It's like Cajun soup.
Yeah, it's like a stew almost, maybe.
Yeah, it's like a shrimp.
You make awesome stew.
I do make good stew.
It's like a shrimp booyah. It's like a
stew,
right? Is it more like tomato-y, though?
I get jambalaya.
Yeah.
Jambalaya. It's got a good name to it, too.
I know.
Jambalaya.
That's awesome.
All right, let's talk about something else.
All right. I don't know, I just realized, this is the worst topic to have before you get food. Speaking of...
Hungry. Why did I have to pick that one?
You did.
The other one was, give everyone $20. That's a horrible topic.
Never mind.
All right, what is your favorite food of all time?
Oh.
Like, if you said, like, let's pretend there's this magical wizard... who said, you can eat as much of this as you want and nothing bad will happen. Like, you won't gain weight or whatever. You could just have it.
Yeah.
You won't.
Where no
you
no, rep- no repercussions.
Just... Yeah. And you'd never get sick of it.
I have stuffed French toast.
Ooh.
It's so yummy.
Stuffed with what?
I really don't. It's like this kind of like
a cream cheese.
It's in the middle of cream cheese and vanilla icing. It's right in the middle of it.
Okay.
And it's really, really good. And it's like...
Where'd you get this from?
IHOP.
Oh, okay.
I said IHOP's stuffed French
toast. Oh, I thought you said I have...
Like, I know, yeah.
I have something to say.
That's mine. Nobody favorite else can have it.
No, IHOP's stuffed French toast. Yeah. Okay. I don't think I've ever had that.
It's
and the way you describe it sounds like I don't know that I could handle it. I don't enjoy frosting a lot.
It's not totally frosting, but it's not totally cream cheese either. It's really...
I'll give it a try.
Tasty weird.
Tasty weird.
I don't know how to explain it.
No,
it has strawberries on top.
I have had stuffed French toast, and it is amazing. It's almost like a bagel where you put cream cheese in the middle.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's French toast on the outside, and it's like flavored like strawberry cream cheese or whatever on the inside.
Num nums.
All
right. That's a good choice.
You leapt right in there with that. I might just go straight up steak. Like if I think of like something I really enjoy, like a really like the thing you yeah the special treat that you enjoy, like a good really rare steak.
Okay.
Not rare, medium rare.
No,
not like cold rare. I don't like that.
Is there
so specific?
It is. It's important.
Yeah, there are some steaks that you can cut with a spoon.
Yeah.
Like they're blue. Were they blue something steak?
Blue
something.
There's such a thing as blue steak.
No, it's just the type what they call it. And this is actually really gross, because that kind of steak is the reason why it's so soft is because it's slightly decomposed.
Oh.
And that's why, nice. Yeah.
I have not heard of this.
And that's why, no, it's like really soft.
Is this aged beef? Is that?
A little bit, yeah. Uh-huh. It's really rare. Like, they just sear the outsides and that's it. And you're just like, it's so soft. It sounds really gross to me.
The way you describe it sounds...
It's an uncooked hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Do you ever have a cannibal sandwich?
No.
Have you heard of these yes. cannibal sandwich? Have I told you about this?
What?
It was popular in Milwaukee. I don't know where. No, it's just a Wisconsin thing.
It might be.
I don't know if it still is. But it would be a piece of rye bread, raw hamburger meat, and a piece of raw onion.
That's nice.
Yeah.
How do people eat that without getting like... what's it?
This... E. coli?
Salmonella?
Yes, what it was. Salmonella.
I don't know, because like, the reason why usually you get salmonella because it sits out, so maybe it's like really fresh?
Yeah, it's fresh and it's cool. I mean, it's also taking a risk of life.
Yeah.
And you drink a lot of beer on top of it. That's how people in Wisconsin survive.
Yeah. The first time I heard about that Campbell sandwich was at my aunt's or something for like Thanksgiving, and like one of their families, like their in-laws or something, had that for their Thanksgiving. And my cousin, who was a vegetarian, was just like, you could just see her face turning white. Yeah.
I haven't seen them in years, and the last time I remember it was on a New Year's Eve when I was a little kid, when I was like your age, 11 or 12, and I was at my dad's, and we had those, and then herring, the
pickled herring
and the white kind of sauce. I remember that distinctly. Those two things were really tasty, and we'd only have them around New Year's Eve. It was like a holiday thing.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen them in years though since then, so I think the E. coli scare.
Yeah.
One thing that we always had around like Christmas on my mom's side, we always made grasshoppers, you know, the drinks.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize when I was a kid that that was booze in there. I just thought it was like creme de menthe, like syrup to put on ice cream or whatever. So I always like had like three or whatever.
Would you get drunk?
I don't think I ever got drunk out of it, but
I don't remember.
I think it was one time I grabbed the bottle. I'm like, I want to try what this stuff tastes like normally. I'm like, what? I like took a swig out of the bottle. I'm like, this isn't right. Because I'm like, this doesn't taste like the ice cream. And then I used to make them all the time when I was in college. All the time.
You would make a grasshopper in college? Doesn't it require a blender?
Well, I mean, when I was like home for like...
Oh.
Grasshoppers?
Not the bug, but it's like a mint ice cream drink.
Oh yeah, now I know what you're talking.
I know they can make like, you know, virgin ones where it's and there's no alcohol in them.
Yeah, you probably just take creme de menthe.
Yeah,
syrup and
yeah. I know that
I've had one before.
You may have had like when it's basically just melted mint ice cream.
Then. Yeah, it really is. It really is.
I know that when we do performances, Scott and I do improv shows together sometimes, and if we do it at a bar or for a party with a banquet hall, mm-hmm. if someone orders one of those drinks, it ruins your night.
It's the worst.
Because they start using the blender, and once someone hears the blender, everyone wants one of those drinks.
Yeah.
That, and is it a Brandy Alexander? Is that the other one?
I don't know.
There's another ice cream drink that, I think it's Brandy Alexander.
There's a banana one. I can't remember what that was called.
It's Banana like, Alexander.
Banana Alexander.
Sounds like a name of a ship.
the Banana Alexander.
Welcome to the Banana Alexander. That is my sea captain voice.
It's a good voice. You sounded very official. It was nice.
I try.
It's nice, too, because you're bringing people on the ship. Like, welcome to the Banana Alexander. Alexander. I can't even say banana.
And then he starts saying it in his sleep because he says it about 100 times a day.
I suppose if I was on a ship, like, what is this called? The Banana Alexander. Why can't I say it?
I don't know. You're off the ship.
Banana Alexander.
You can't be a part of the crew.
Oh, I was just I think the one favorite food I would have to choose.
I forgot the topic.
Oh, yeah.
Banana Alexander. No, it was like Banana Foster is like when they have the French toast and the banana.
And isn't it on fire too?
Does I think so. Flame that? I think it's like a flame around it.
Yeah, something.
But I know there is like a frozen ice cream drink.
Sorry, Sydney just wandered off. She'll be back, I'm sure.
Nope, she's gone forever. My car. No, but there's like I can't remember what it's called. I'll look it up later and I'll be mad.
Is it the baked Alaska? That's a different thing.
It's a fish.
No, that's ice cream. It's an ice cream. It's a dessert. Yeah, it's like. Have you ever had a Mexican? What's that? The frozen ice cream.
Oh yeah, like the deep fried ice cream.
Yeah, deep fried ice cream. That's what it is. Yeah, it's like that, except instead of deep fried, it's flambéed. I think I could be totally wrong on this. I think a baked Alaska is that. But that's. Have a lot of post show research to do.
Yeah, we do. I should just have my other computer over here, like typing. Like, oh yes, it is. Well, I think my favorite food. I have a lot, but pizza will always be like my go to food.
So it's standard, but I think but see the reason I think that's so appealing though is it's so convenient.
Yes,
incredibly convenient. There's two aisles of it in the grocery store.
Well, it's bread, which I love.
Yeah,
it's cheese, which I love. Mm-hmm. Meat on top, mm-hmm. which I love, and then the vegetables I like are on there, like green peppers and onions and tomatoes. I mean, it's everything you could.
And it's handheld. It's
But I guess I think if I had to choose a food, and I do love French toast, but I think chili.
Ooh, I wish I made chili more often.
I was gonna make some this weekend, and I forgot that we were going to Stevens Point, so I'm like, I gotta wait a week. But
The only problem because the only issue is because I made some stew the other day too, mm-hmm. in the slow cooker, and it just. I get impatient for a slow cooker. I know it's called a slow cooker, but...
Yeah. I know I always start making it when I first wake up. I'm like, I'm going to have this for lunch. No, this is a dinner thing.
Yeah.
And then I make something for lunch, and then I get mad because it's not done yet. And then I forget about it, and it just sits in there all day. Because I've been...
Do you have a chili recipe?
No. I never have recipes.
You have a way of doing chili that's like kind of your way of doing?
I've made it once. Okay. Here's the thing about going back to the cannibal sandwich thing.
Yes. Raw chili.
Raw. Yeah. I just take some tomato juice, some V8. And just
dump it over meat.
Like a bowl of cereal. But I made it a few weeks back.
Yeah.
But I don't like to go with the raw meat thing. I don't like touching raw meat. And I don't like the smell of cooking meat.
Do you mean like any sort of meat, like steak or ground beef?
Well, on the grill, it's fine. On the grill, it's fine. But I'll wash my hands like someone who has OCD. Just like I touch it, push it, and then I wash my hands. And then I just always have my hands wet when I'm working with beef.
Have you ever made meatloaf?
No.
Because you got to like touch that meat all the time.
Yeah, I know. My mom made meatloaf all the time. So every once in a while, I'm like, can you make me some? And then she like puts it in a freezer bag and then I can thaw it out. But I was going to say, I've never browned meat before until a few weeks back. I finally browned meat, like on the grill, on the stove.
Like, for Hamburger Helper?
Yeah. Like, well, not for it, but like I did that for the chili.
Yeah.
And I've never done that before.
Really?
Yeah. So I did that a few weeks ago. And
how could you have never done that?
Because I don't like the smell.
What?
I don't like the smell of like the meat just like touching the metal and the hot metal.
That's cooked meat. That's...
No, but I do it over flames.
Well, but it's.
But the. But it's. It's just.
I know.
Good point, Sydney.
like in the winter. Like when I was a kid in the winter, my mom would like cook hamburgers on the stove.
Yeah.
And I hated it.
Really?
I hated the smell of it. My brother, he has one of those George Foreman grills.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate the smell
Have
of it.
Have you tried seasonings and such on it?
Well, it's just the smell of... No, I'm fine eating it, yeah. But that smell of like the...
I don't know if seasons would help with the smell.
No, not really.
So I've not heard this problem before. But you enjoy meat. You enjoyed grilled meat.
Yes.
You just don't like the process of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I suppose I wouldn't like being at a meat rendering plant.
No.
Where they take it.
But anyways, so I did that, but I didn't... I just bought a bunch of stuff. I'm like... And I'll slowly add it as I go. But I had bought those... Dry beans?
Button's not a word, Sydney, just so you know.
Oh, trust me, I'm aware.
Okay.
Oh.
Just want to make sure my kid doesn't learn things.
So I had purchased two dried bean bags.
What?
Two bags of dried beans.
Toy bean bags like you use for...
No, like big, like plastic bags of dried beans.
Yeah, dried beans take forever to...
Yes, and I found that out.
Yeah,
because when I eventually made the chili, it was like I had a bunch of peanuts.
Yep.
In there, well, they weren't crunchy; they were just like peanut.
They had terrible texture. Yeah.
They weren't horrible texture, so I just froze it.
It's a weird texture, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't even know how long they take. From dried bean to edible, it's like 2 days, right?
Is it like? Well, you can do the fast way, which is boiling it for a few minutes and then letting it simmer for an hour, and then cooking it again or something.
It's still not very fast.
Yeah, the fast way should never include the word for about an hour.
Twice. Another way is like you soak it for like 10 hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh. So I'm going
to
do that
How
again.
How did they ever find out beans were okay to eat? If that's...
How would they find out that beans were okay to eat and then you could dehydrate them and then hydrate them again?
How did they find out that blueberries were okay to eat?
Bad example.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. Because sometimes
berries,
some, like, you look at the crabapple trees, yeah. And like, this is, you could eat them, but they don't taste good.
Well, that's how you find out. I mean, I think fruits were probably easy, because you saw, they're like, ooh, a colorful thing.
I was going to say cow.
Cow? Cow? Yeah, that makes more
How do they find out? They bite the cow.
it doesn't taste very good.
That is weird,
like
though.
I think the example I've heard before is how do they find out lobsters are okay to eat?
And how
who came up to it? What?
And how to cook them?
Yeah. Like, oh, look at that thing! Looks like a giant bug.
Oh, hey, it's a giant bug. I bet I'll eat it.
Crunch. Have you seen the movie Splash? Have you ever seen the movie Splash?
Years ago.
No.
She's a mermaid, and he takes her to this fancy restaurant with a lobster. She's a mermaid, but she is living in the human world right now. But she grabs a lobster and just bites into it, like through the shell, just like juice, because that's how she used to eat lobster in the sea.
Oh, yeah.
That was Daryl Hannah,
sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom Hanks.
It makes sense.
It was really. It's a funny moment, but anyway.
Oh, I was going to say, with mushrooms, though, I wonder how they figure that out. Like, hey, eat this mushroom. It's all right. The next person eats one, and he, like, falls over.
Yeah.
It's
don't eat that one.
That one. And then they realize that there's bad mushrooms. Like, everyone, try one of these. And then they see what all the different types.
Who discovered potatoes?
How do you find it? Yeah.
Because they grow underground.
Yeah.
And
like, deep underground, too.
Yeah.
Relatively deep. I mean...
Well... You know, enough.
They're not obviously sticking out of the ground. Like, yeah. Carrot actually kind of sticks out of the ground a little bit.
Yeah. Because it's got the leaves sticking
out.
Yeah, but it just looks like a plant.
Potato has leaves sticking out, but the potato is way under there.
Yeah.
This is one thing always weird.
Irish people.
I know there's like a long process to it, but it always weirds me out thinking about dry cereal. Like, who found out that if you took the wheat and all these grains, mixed them up, made them into shapes and added sugar and stuff, and then you pour milk on top of it to add to it.
Yeah, like, how long did that take?
Because at some point someone said, oh, this cereal is really good. Oh, but it's too crunchy and dry.
Yeah.
How can we moisten it back up again?
Like, I wonder, did they start that like that way where they're like, we need to make dry cereal, and like, well, we can add milk to it to make good. Or they say, oh, is someone here?
Oh, yep.
Oh, all right.
Pizza.
So
go get it.
Pizza.
Here.
All right. Pizza.
Well, that's it for
that
the,
was quick.
The food.
What was that?
So that was less than half an hour. So thanks Mike and Sydney for being on We Deliver, and I guess eat up.
Yay!